It is absolutely shocking. The number is 60,000 people who have been killed in the 21-month-old uprising and civil war that's been underway in Syria. The numbers from the United Nations is significantly higher than previously thought as the fighting there continues every day. Joining us live is WTOP's national security correspondent J.J. Green. J.J., 60,000 people now estimated to have died in this awful civil war. Does this war show any signs that it's coming to a conclusion?
Unfortunately, no. And Lakhdar Brahimi, the U.N. envoy, says that unless a quick solution is found for this situation, 100,000 people more are going to die this year. And in addition to that grim statistic, you also are facing, if something does happen internally, if the rebels are able to make some gain some ground against Assad, there's going to be a power vacuum there. There's going to be ungoverned space. There's going to be a permissive environment for organizations like Al-Qaeda and other terrorist groups to operate. And the other murky part of this is Ed Fui, a great journalist, told me a long time ago, democracy is a messy business. Al-Qaeda is helping the rebels, and allegedly so is the CIA. So you've got this dark, murky situation going on there. Mm-hmm. Nobody is really doing anything to move the thing towards a conclusion, but everybody's kind of involved on some level, and the people are caught in the middle.
Now, the Syrian rebels expected more from the U.S. What more can the U.S. do?
What the Syrian rebels want are weapons. The U.S. says, no, sorry, we're not giving you weapons. What we can do is try to push along other people who can help you regionally to solve this conflict. But the problem with that is you've got Iran on the other side pushing back the other way. Mm-hmm. And Russia's sort of in the middle. You've got Turkey over there saying, look, we're not going to tolerate any of this as it relates to encroaching on our territory. And then, of course, you have this entire situation we've talked about before about terror organizations like Al-Qaeda slipping into the power vacuum to complicate things, sort of muddling the minds of the rebels. The rebels are dealing with them and saying, yeah, we'll take their help.
You know, what is a shame here is not to hear more from the Arab world in an outcry that this must end, that Assad must go, and the killing of his own people must come to an end. It would be great if the rest of the world could be a policeman. It isn't always possible the rest of the world can be a policeman. But that patch has got to stand together, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know something, Mike, and not to be full of cliches today, you've heard before, the devil you know is better than the one you don't. And many in the Arab world, at least according to folks that I've been talking to, are really concerned about what happens after Assad. He's an Alawite. You have the Sunnis. You have Shia. You mm-hmm. have all sorts of competing interests. And the big worry is that Alawites all over that region are going to be slaughtered if he is out of power. But at the same time, other people who are not Alawites are being slaughtered. So something they don't really want to take a step forward and risk the wrath of the underworld, the dark world, these Arab leaders in the Arab world. They want to sort of hope that this thing kind of goes away and do the best they can. But honestly speaking, there will have to most likely be a military intervention to fix this or finish this. And it doesn't look like it's coming at any time soon.
WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Green. Thank you, J.J.